And that's where we'll say goodbye to the World Service and start the day here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, I'm Tom Sanders. It's Monday the 18th of November, the birthday of the pop star Kim Wilde, born on this date in 1960 in Chiswick in London, where the sun will rise today at 25 past 7 and set at 5 past 4. It's that time of year. The shipping bulletin isn't too far off. Then at 5.30, the latest news, sport and business. First, though, let's look ahead to the end of the week when Add to Playlist will take us on a musical journey.
On BBC Radio 4.
I'm Anna Phoebe.
And I'm Jeffrey Boachie.
It's really simple, which is why the groove is so strong.
I feel the earth move under.
We're discovering new and unexpected musical connections.
To create a playlist like no other.
The musicians in this track are great, but when you hear her, you realise how much she's driving everything.
To start the series, we'll be joined by the saxophonist Jess Gillam and the songwriter Richard Stilgo. Hey,
Mr. This is about dreams. This is about what you can do when the music takes you somewhere.
The new series of Add to Playlist on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Starts on Friday evening at 7.15.
From a musical journey to a journey around the British Isles now with Helen Willetts. Morning, Helen.
Morning, Tom. Hello there. It's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 05.05 on Monday the 18th of November 2024. There are warnings of gales in Forties, Fisher, German Bight, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Lundy, Fastnet, Shannon, Rockall and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Atlantic low, 1,010, expected England, 994, by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at 0, south at 0, 40s. Northerly or northwesterly, 6 to gale 8 at first in 40s. Otherwise, 4 to 6. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally very poor. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. North or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in Tyne and Dogger. Wintry showers, good, occasionally very poor. Fisher, German Bight. Northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames. Northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then cyclonic 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later, showers, then rain or sleet later, good, becoming moderate or poor later. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming west or southwest 6 to gale 8 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, variable 2 to 4 until later in the south, otherwise westerly 4 to 6, showers, good. Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly 4 to 6 in north, fair, good. Seoul, west 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later, showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming west or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, north 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later, showers, then rain or sleet, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Malin, variable 2 to 4, becoming east 5 to 7, backing north later, showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, north or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. Faroe, southeast Iceland, northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 in southeast Iceland, snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400 on the 18th of November 2024. Tyree Automatic, north-northwest 3, 30 miles, 1013, falling slowly. Stornoway, north-northwest 2, recent snow, 7 miles, 1012, falling slowly. Lerwick, northwest 5, heavy rain and snow, 5 miles, 1006, falling slowly. Lucas, west by north 2, more than 38 miles, 1,011, now rising. Bridlington, west 3, 1,010, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest 4, 11 miles, 1,011. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 5 miles, 1,010. Jersey, west by north 5, slight rain, 5 miles, 1,014, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west by north 6, 1,013. Scilly Automatic, west 5, slight rain, 4 miles, 1,015, falling. Valentia, west 4, slight rain, 1.5 miles, 1,013, falling. Ronald's Way, north-northwest 2, 27 miles, 1,012, rising slowly. And Malin Head, east by south 2, 24 miles, 1,013, falling slowly. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Monday the 18th of November 2024. The general situation. The United Kingdom lies in a strong and showery northwesterly airflow with wintry showers at times for northern and northeastern coasts. A deepening area of low pressure will move across central England on Monday night, bringing gales to southern coasts. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, sleet or snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, decreasing 2 to 4 for a time, wintry showers mainly in the north, good, occasionally very poor in the north. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, northwesterly 5 or 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then veering northerly 5 or 6 later. Showers, then rain or sleet for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, northwesterly 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then northerly or northeasterly 5 or 6 later. Showers, then rain or sleet later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then cyclonic 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later, showers, then rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8 later, occasional rain, then showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, westerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4, then westerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8 later, occasional rain, then showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, westerly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less for a time in Lyme Bay, increasing 7 or gale 8 later, occasional rain, then showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, veering northwest later, occasional rain, then showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including the St George's Channel, northerly 3 to 5, becoming 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 for a time later, then northeasterly 5 or 6 later, showers then rain for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, northerly, veering easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 for a time later, showers then rain or sleet for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. The Isle of Man, northerly or northeasterly 3 or 4, veering easterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7, veering northeasterly 5 or 6 later, occasional rain, becoming fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Loughfoyle to Carlingford Lock, northerly 2 to 4, veering easterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in south, then backing northerly or northeasterly later, showers, then rain or sleet for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including Firth of Clyde and North Channel, northerly 2 to 4, veering easterly 3 to 5, then backing northeasterly later, occasionally 6 later in North Channel, showers, then rain or sleet for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly 4 or 5, backing northerly or northeasterly later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Wintry showers, but snow showers in north. Good, occasionally poor, becoming very poor at times in north. And Shetland Isles, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Squally snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. Tom.
Helen, thank you. We'll speak to you again in a few minutes' time. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Monday, the 18th of November. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Tom Sanders. President Biden has authorised Ukraine to use long-range American missiles against targets inside Russia. So Keir Starmer will hold talks with the Chinese president at the G20 summit in Brazil today. In business, the BBC has learnt that some of the UK's biggest mortgage providers won't lend against homes with spray foam insulation. And in sport, England have thrashed the Republic of Ireland 5-0 to gain promotion back to the top tier of the Nations League. President Biden has authorised Ukraine to use American long-range missiles to strike deep inside Russia. The decision marks a significant change in US policy after Washington refused for months to agree to Kyiv's requests because of fears it could escalate the conflict. There's been no response from Vladimir Putin so far. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has welcomed the decision.
The plan to strengthen Ukraine is the victory plan. One of its key points is long-range capabilities for our army. Today, there's a lot of talk in the media about us receiving permission for appropriate actions, but strikes are not carried out with words. Such things are not announced. The missiles will speak for themselves.
Sir Keir Starmer will become the first British Prime Minister in more than 6 years to meet President Xi Jinping of China today. The two leaders will hold talks at the G20 summit in Brazil. Our diplomatic correspondent James Landale reports from Rio de Janeiro.
Sir Keir Starmer said Britain and China had to be honest about disagreements, but he also said China was the world's second biggest economy and one of the UK's biggest trading partners. He wanted what he called a serious and pragmatic engagement with the country. The aim, he said, was to increase economic growth and security at home, and he would have similar conversations with other G20 leaders. The problem is that one leader not here, Donald Trump, is overshadowing this summit. He may adopt a more aggressive approach to China and trigger a trade war if he imposes big tariffs on Chinese goods entering the US.
BBC News has found that gynaecology waiting lists across the UK have more than doubled since the start of the COVID pandemic in February 2020. There are more than 750,000 outstanding appointments. Before the pandemic, the figure stood at 360,000. 27-year-old Vimbai Mandaza suffers from daily pain. It's been going on for years, but she doesn't have a diagnosis yet.
Sometimes I feel like I'm a prisoner to my womb. It's caging me in. I don't have the words to describe